The East-West AI Cost War. China's models are coming for your stack. Good morning and welcome to Morning AI. It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. I'm your host, and today's briefing is dominated by one seismic theme. Chinese AI is no longer just a geopolitical story. It's an enterprise procurement story. Let's get into it. DeepSeek dropped its V4 preview model yesterday, and the headlines say it all. Mashable and CNBC are both reporting that DeepSeek V4 costs roughly 85% less than GPT-5.5, while matching or beating it on most benchmarks. That alone is a shot across the bow at OpenAI and Anthropic. But it gets bigger. Tencent simultaneously released its open-source model called Hai-3, a 295-billion-parameter monster that its team claims surpasses GPT-5.5 on scientific reasoning tasks. The lead researcher is Xunyu Yao, who came over from OpenAI's research arm. CNBC has a piece out this morning saying U.S. enterprises are actively switching to Chinese models as OpenAI and Anthropic API costs keep climbing. A new CSIS report backs that up, concluding that Chinese frontier AI has now closed the gap with U.S. systems in most practical domains. The regulatory world is moving fast to respond. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a landmark AI regulation bill yesterday, becoming the third major U.S. state after California and New York to require algorithmic transparency and bias audits for high-stakes AI decisions. At the same time, the EU dropped a 63 million euro compliance fund specifically to help European AI startups absorb the costs of the AI Act. The EU is essentially subsidizing regulation compliance, a fascinating precedent. In the UK, a new Financial Conduct Authority review recommended bringing AI chatbots, specifically naming ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini, under formal financial advice rules. If that passes, any company deploying a conversational AI for investment or credit decisions would face the same regulatory load as a licensed advisor. That is a major potential speed bump for fintech AI. Meanwhile, in China, new AI companion regulations take effect July 15th. ByteDance and Alibaba are already pulling their human-like emotional AI agents from app stores. The rules ban AI systems from simulating romantic attachment, requiring companies to strip those features or shut them down entirely. That's a big retreat for some of the most used consumer AI products in the world. On the hardware front, NVIDIA pushed back hard on rumors of delays to its Rubin and Kyber rack architecture, telling the market its chip roadmap is fully intact. The denial came fast. Fast enough that it suggests real concern in investor circles about supply chain strain. AMD shares are also hitting new all-time highs today, underscoring that the AI hardware build-out is still in full acceleration. And finally, a quick discourse item worth flagging. Andre Karpathy posted an experiment involving 700 agent loops, and the finding is sharp. Agents that rush into tasks without a planning pass perform significantly worse than agents that take even a brief reasoning step first. His framing is provocative. He calls the race to action the biggest misconception in the AI industry today. It's a useful gut check for anyone building agentic products right now. One more real-world application worth noting. BMW and Mistral AI announced a partnership to use AI in crash safety simulations, cutting physical test cycles and accelerating vehicle safety sign-off. It's a quiet but meaningful example of frontier AI moving into hard engineering. Today's business idea: build a Chinese to US AI model arbitrage service, a simple API middleware layer that routes enterprise AI workloads to whichever frontier model gives the best cost-to-quality ratio, abstracting the procurement decision entirely. As Chinese models reach parity and cost 85% less, the switching cost is the only moat left. A smart router that benchmarks and routes automatically is exactly what enterprise buyers want right now, and no one has nailed it at scale yet. That's your Morning AI briefing for July 7th. Stay sharp, stay curious, and I'll see you tomorrow.